And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 19th of August, 2014. It's the birthday of the novelist Jonathan Coe, born in Lickey, a suburb of Birmingham, 1961, author of The Accidental Woman. It was on this date, 1829, the French painter and physicist Louis Daguerre presented his photographic process to the French Academy of Sciences. The first actual photograph had been made a couple of years earlier by Joseph Nicéphore Niépce, but the quality wasn't very good. The plate had to be exposed for 8 hours to capture an image. And Daguerre found a better way. He found that if he coated a copper plate with silver iodide, exposed it to light for 20 to 30 minutes, fumed it with mercury vapor, fixed it with a salt solution, he could get a permanent image. He called it a daguerreotype, of course, after himself. Many early photographers died from mercury poisoning using this method, but it was the method that was used. People lined up to have their portraits taken, though they knew you had to sit in blazing sunlight for up to half an hour, trying not to blink, your head clamped in place to keep it still, which is why they had such grim facial expressions. But it was a marvelous, mystifying, even scarifying thing at the time to look at an image of your actual self. It's the birthday of Ogden Nash, born Rye, New York, 1902, wrote 20 volumes of humorous verse and two musicals, One Touch of Venus and Two's Company. Ogden Nash, who said, "Middle age is when you're sitting at home on a Saturday night and the telephone rings and you hope it isn't for you." It's the birthday of Philo Farnsworth, the inventor of the television, born in a log cabin, Beaver, Utah, 1906. He was 21 years old in 1927 when he transmitted his first image by television. It was a straight line. And it's the birthday of Gene Roddenberry, El Paso, Texas, 1921, the father of Star Trek. He flew B-17 bombers during World War II, was an officer in the LAPD, started writing for television, and in 1964, he developed the idea of a new series about space exploration. Desilu Productions took it up. It came out in 1966. Ratings were never great, only went on for 3 seasons, but it was a huge success in syndication and spawned 11 feature films. Here's a poem for today by Mary Oliver, The Country of the Trees. There is no king in their country, and there is no queen, and there are no princes vying for power, inventing corruption. Just as with us, many children are born, and some will live and some will die, and the country will continue. The weather will always be important. And there will always be room for the weak, the violets, and the bloodroot. When it is cold, they will be given blankets of leaves. When it is hot, they will be given shade. And not out of guilt, neither for a year-end deduction, but maybe for the cheer of their colors, their small flower faces. They are not like us. Some will perish to become houses or barns, fences and bridges. Others will endure past the counting of years, and none will ever speak a single word of complaint, as though language, after all, did not work well enough, was only an early stage. Neither do they ever have any questions to the gods, which one is the real one, and what is the plan, as though they have been told everything already and are content. The Country of the Trees by Mary Oliver from her collection Blue Horses, published by Penguin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.